and let me join others who have both thanked you and congratulated you for turning around a text overnight that I know reflects an impressive amount of work, so we're grateful. So maybe to start with the precise questions that you asked, does this bring us closer to consensus? Well, I think if we think about this in process terms, the answer has to be yes. You asked us last night what you wanted us to do. You got the confirmation that we wanted you to develop a new text. You put a ton of work into it, and you've now done it. So I think what you're doing is spurring exactly the kind of debate and discussion that we need. So I think this is moving us forward in that respect. What we're hearing today is the both understandable and expected reaction to the substance that's within the text. And so getting to your second question, what is essential, I think what's essential is to grapple with these issues that continue to divide us and find compromise and find consensus. So in the simplest terms, that's the task before us. In terms of our red lines, I think for us, what's important is precision. We of course, support the continued effort to elaborate a framing of our issue in terms of prohibitions and regulations. We've been really focused on that paradigm. I think it's important to many, many, many delegations. But in identifying and fleshing that framework out, we have to be precise about what the prohibitions are. So if we're going to talk about prohibitions, we have to identify the prohibitions that exist. And in doing that, we need to be accurate. We need to be precise. And so I think we all share the view that we can't water down existing standards. The standards are the standards. We need to find the right form of words to make sure we're accurately reflecting them. And if we do that, we will neither be watering them down or making them more than they are. We will just be reflecting these standards. I think in that respect, it's very important for us that the document not identify something as a legal requirement that delegations are not in consensus reflect a legal requirement. So for us, maybe the easiest example of that is the idea of meaningful human control reflecting a legal standard. And we are hearing that today. And so for us, that continues to be a big concern because we don't see that as reflective of existing law. With respect to the regulations that we're elaborating, I do think that there's a lot more flexibility there. And here, what we're trying to do is identify those measures that all of us can agree are needed to ensure compliance with the law, again, the law that we identify in the report. And those measures can take multiple forms. You know, it may be that we're reflecting a measure that does flow from an existing legal requirement. But there could be other ways to frame measures. But from our perspective, in framing the measures, again, we don't want to mistake a measure that may not be viewed by all as reflecting a legal requirement unless we all agree that it does. So it's going to be careful to frame the measures in a way that's accurate. So I think, Mr. Chair, for us, those are sort of the key considerations. Thank you.